Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we cover the book of Psalms, where people repeat the mantra of telling God how much they like him, following up their praise shortly after with a request, mostly that their enemies would be smited or a war would be swung in their favor. Nothing much else happens, we repeat for the third time some of the history, almost like they expected no one to ever read the whole damn book, with a Thomas Yawn count tending to infinity.
Oh man, so good to have Harley back. That was awesome. That was the best intro you've ever done. Tending to infinity. Oh man, he's right. Psalms has been a rough one. Yeah. It's great to have Harley's sexy voice recapping again. My schedule's made it hard to sort of record in a way that's conducive to Harley doing the intros, but I'm going to do my best. Having said that, since I have no free time, I'm going to have to record like two or three episodes in a row. So the next two are not going to have Harley's intros, unfortunately, because they really do make the show better. So thanks, Harley. That was really good. And he's right about Psalms. Man, is there nothing going on. But we are finishing it. We have two more Psalms. That's it. Two more. And let's just get into it. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation, and with some facial creams and cleansers and stuff. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150. This is the last one. Drum roll. Last one, it's short too. And then we go on to Proverbs. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that he hath, that hath breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Wow, what an ending, huh? That really tied it all together and made me think about how good God is. That was the one that did it. I just needed to hear the right psalm. Yeah, that's, you know, just praise him. That's a good argument or a good, you know, like what is that going to do? Oh, okay. I'll praise him. I thought I was going to not praise him, but then you said that a bunch of times. So now I'll praise him, I guess. Water time. All right. So we're on Proverbs. It looks like this is sort of I'll do my best to give a brief summary of it, but, you know, there's only so much Wikipedia can tell me. It looks like it's sort of a book of wisdom. It's kind of like Psalms, unfortunately, but it seems that it's going to be a little more in depth and a little less like pleading to the Lord and more like talking about the nature of God, which will, you know, doesn't sound like it'll be great, but it'll certainly be more interesting, I hope, than what we've been doing. So that's what I'm hoping for. A collection, let's see, is a book of anthology, six discrete units. Yeah, Proverbs of Solomon. I think Solomon and David are a lot of the authors. Oh, no, Solomon, son of David. Sayings of the wise, more sayings of the wise. Yeah, so it's just biblical wisdom and wisdom of the time. So that's all we got. All right, let's get into it. But guys, we're done with Psalms. We're completely done. I will never read you another psalm ever. And I'm I'm amazed at how bad they were. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. There's a God right away. Not a good start, huh? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. Pretty basic stuff. This is not anything new to me. So I guess maybe at the time you needed someone to say, hey, if a gang of misfits and, you know, troublemakers comes and says, hey, why don't you misfit and troublemake with us? Then just say no. That's about it. It's sort of like say no to drugs. It's like the equivalent of just a really boring, you know, not very subtle, nuanced message. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out mine hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall not seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simplest of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Boy, I feel wise, don't you? I feel just like tons of wisdom. Just like, oh man, so much wisdom. Like, just, yeah, I'm really wise now from that. I don't know. What am I supposed to say? There's nothing here. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. This is a bad day for yawning. Oh, bad. I'm tired today. And apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth unto thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their... I like this froward they keep throwing around. That's cool. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger with which flattereth with her words, which forsake the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Yep, this is just Psalms, except a little less annoying, it sounds like. I'm at least glad that it's not someone praying to God, because that got really old really quickly. But there's not much to say. I'll keep trying. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Well, if we want to talk about this, I mean, a lot of things, to be honest, I kind of gloss over because I've spoken about them. I've spoken about them. Spoken. Why does that sound wrong to me? I'm losing my mind. I've spoken about them many times. And this is a simple concept. So you're going to have to forgive me for that, guys, because there's obviously bad things constantly that I just tune out because they've been so obviously bad for, you know, however many hours and hours and hours and hours I've spent doing this. But just to call this one out, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. I mean, that's a very basic message that we all reject, that you don't try to be wise in your own eyes. I mean, if you know, you could water it down and say, oh, it just means don't be too arrogant in your knowledge. Sure, but the rest of it, fear the Lord and depart from evil. I mean, it's telling you don't try to get wise by yourself. Just be scared of the Lord, or I don't know if fear has a more subtle meaning to some people. I don't if it does, I'm not sure why the word fear has to be used, but you know, just fear the Lord, just bow down to the Lord and just don't be evil, and that's enough. When really, I mean, we should seek to understand the world and do everything we can. So that's one of those things that comes up a lot that I just realized I probably gloss over every time. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Ooh, a barn of plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Wait a minute. Wine? Okay, now you've got my ear. Maybe I'm going to go back, change my tune. I'm going to listen to all this. I just need to fear the Lord, and then he'll give me tons of wine. Why didn't you say so? Why did you not start the Bible with this? Free booze, free alcohol, if you fear the Lord. Okay. Ooh, I'm so scared of him. Can there be rye? That's my latest drink. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Oh, yeah. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Yep, that's, the patriarchy complex, the father complex going on with religion. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. You're telling me precious metals have taken a shit lately. maybe in a different, you know, a different time, different market conditions, I'd invest in silver and gold, but given the current status of the precious metal market, I'd say, you know, understanding could be a better investment right now, but we'll see as the market moves forward. She is more precious than rubies. I don't know much about the ruby market. Can't tell you. And all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes, keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto the soul and grace to the neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear. What? Isn't that a little... How do I do that? Someone tell me how to do that. I'm afraid. Wait, don't be afraid of that fear. Anyway. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them whom it is due. Withhold not good from... Weird. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it, say no. Yeah, sure, okay, that's good advice, whatever. Say not unto thy neighbor, go, and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he hath done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. All right, Proverbs 4. We're going to Proverbs 5 today. Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep thy commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. It's weird. I'm surprised that there aren't more religions that have like a god, like a mother and father god, you know, because there is this like parent complex going on where it's like, oh, it's the father, and you know, a father scorns you, but really, you know, you got to impress him. There's all this like, you know, dad stuff going on, but it's interesting that there wasn't that it didn't end up that they thought there was like a holy father and a holy mother. I guess maybe Mary is that for like Catholics in some ways. Maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I suppose just the misogynists of the time, they figured there needs to be one all-powerful God, and it's like, well, my dad's stronger than my mom. Let's go with the dad. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, and I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fail. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path is of the just is as thy shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They that know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put your whore lips far away from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Is there something about religious people that... Because, like, this just bores me. And I'm trying my best, although I know it's pretty impossible, but I'm trying to separate the fact that I just don't believe in it and say, like, even if I did believe in it, I just don't care about this. You know, it's like, if I believe in God, and maybe this is because I have, like, a more, I don't know. To be honest, I feel like I'm better able to conceive of what a all-knowing God would want than these simpleton religious people writing this. Because an all-knowing God he couldn't want you to do anything. That just doesn't make any sense. He knows the reasons why you do everything. He knows every particle in your brain and why it causes you to do what, and you know, every atom in the universe, and like, he knows all that. So nothing is interesting to him. There's no reason he would create you and want you to do anything. It just doesn't make any sense. So maybe that's why I'm bored by this. But I wonder if religious people just have more of a desire for rules. And I'm sure they do. Because all this is like, oh, these guidelines of concentrate on myself, all these things it just said. It's like, it's boring to me. It's like, well, I'm going to go about my life and do what I can. And that's that. I mean, I don't know what that is, because like I said, even if I were religious, I couldn't read this. It's just nothing to me. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to mine understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of thy mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and run waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets. Let them be only thine, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoiced with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind? I would think that would be kind, but I don't know. Loving hind and pleasant roe. Maybe hind is a word that corresponds with R-O-E, roe, versus wade. No. Loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times. Hold on. Guys, I'm listening now. I remember that thing I said before about how I wasn't interested? I'm not going to say why, but, now I'm paying attention. So this is the wife of my youth, I guess. I don't know what that means. The wife, I guess maybe wife of thy youth means it's just saying my youth. Like, it's, you know, like, it doesn't literally mean a wife that I had when I was young. It means, like, you know, this metaphorical wife that is your youth. It's kind of weird. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And wilt thou, so how do I get this? I don't understand. Maybe I need to reread this one. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? I don't know, because it's the same as the bosom of someone I know. I don't know. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Maybe it does mean a literal wife of thy youth. It didn't sound like it, but maybe it does. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. So, that's the end of that. Yeah, my heart's... Maybe it is speaking about how you need to stay with your wife that you married when you're young. I don't know. It's let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. But that sounds a little weird. Sounds a little specific to me. But this is, it had me and it lost me because it was talking about like, you know, don't pay attention to strange women, which maybe again is a metaphor for lip is a strange woman, but her bitter end, her feet go down to death. My wisdom bound to regard discretion. I don't know. I can't tell. It's unclear. And if you wanted King Solomon or whoever wrote this, like if you wanted me to really get something from this, maybe you should have spelled it out a little better. I mean, I know people love to think like, oh no, you really need to analyze this. Religious people love to be like, oh, you need to rely on those who have studied and really can pick this apart. It's like, yeah, or if it was important, it would just be spelled out for me, you know, because I'm pretty sure I'm above average intelligence, and imagine all the unintelligent people who try to read this book and don't understand what this guy's talking about. What? How do they know which expert to trust? You know, it's like why should they? It seems like maybe God should have let the Bible be written a little more clearly, because I don't know what this is saying. I think maybe it's saying that I shouldn't go after strange women, but you know, I'm not convinced. I'm agnostic as to after this psalm or this proverb rather. Not saying I'm lusting after strange women all the time, but this hasn't convinced me not to. I'll just put it that way. You know, that's that is what it is. Just leave that there. Okay, we're done. I'll see you guys next episode. Adios.